News, I'm Ben Thomas. No response yet from Israel, but President Trump's ordering it to stop bombing the Gaza Strip. This after Hamas said it accepts some elements of his plan for ending their war. Lisa Dwyer has more.
Trump wrote on social media that Israel must immediately stop the bombing of Gaza so that we can get the hostages out safely and quickly, saying that right now it's far too dangerous to do that, indicating that discussions were underway to work out the details. Some of the elements that Hamas says they have accepted include giving up power and releasing all remaining hostages, but others require further consultations amongst Palestinians. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration says U.S. forces have struck another boat in the waters off Venezuela. Saker Magani has details.
Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth says he ordered the strike because the small vessel was carrying drugs off the Venezuelan coast. President Trump says it had enough drugs to kill up to 50,000 people, implying it was entering American territory while off the Venezuelan coast. It's the fourth deadly U.S. strike in the Caribbean, and the first since revelations the president told lawmakers he's treating drug traffickers as unlawful combatants.
This is pursuant to his constitutional authority as commander-in-chief.
Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt. Still, the assertion of presidential powers raises questions about just how far the administration will go in taking on alleged drug traffickers without congressional approval. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In New York, hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs sentenced to more than 4 years in prison on prostitution-related charges. The 55-year-old's already served a year in jail, meaning he could be released in about 3 years. He was also fined $500,000. Stocks closed out another winning week, with the Dow, S&P, and the Nasdaq all having gained more than 1%. This is AP News. Ed Donahue reports Apple's removing an app that allows anonymous reporting of ICE agent sightings.
IceBlock is a free iPhone-only app that lets users anonymously report and monitor activity by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. It is no longer available on Apple's App Store. The company says in a social media post, the reason given was objectionable content. They believe there was pressure from the Trump administration and plan to fight it. Even though it has been removed from the app marketplace, those who have already downloaded IceBlock should still be able to use it. Attorney General Pam Bondi confirmed her office reached out to Apple, demanding they remove IceBlock from their App Store because it's designed to put ICE agents at risk just for doing their jobs. Advocates say tracking ICE activity is a form of free speech protected by the First Amendment. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.